Crisis 4 by Andy McNab. Read by Jack Davenport. The Syrians don't fuck around if you're invading their airspace. Cross the border and your aircraft will be greeted by a three-ship intercept. The same doesn't apply when commercial aircraft blip onto their radar. And that was why in October 1995, our team opted for a British Airways flight from Delhi to London. We'd been on the aircraft for 15 hours. I was twisting and turning, trying to get comfortable and feeling jealous of the people upstairs on their fifth gin and tonic. Reg was in front of me, 6'2" and built like a brick shithouse. He was probably having a worse time in the cramped conditions. I glanced across at Sarah in the semi-darkness. Her eyes were closed. It had been a while since I'd seen her, but the only thing that had changed was her hair. It was still short, straight, dark brown, but she'd had it cut into a bob with a fringe. She had strong features with large brown eyes above high cheekbones and a mouth that nearly always looked serious. Sarah would not be troubled in old age by laughter lines. I turned over. Reg 2 was there in the gloom, easy to distinguish from Reg 1 being a foot shorter. The only thing I knew about them was that, like mine, their underwear came from Tel Aviv. Reg's 3-6, one of them being an old friend, Glenn, were already in country. I sat up. Three loadmasters were moving around, torches attached to their heads glowing a dim red so as not to destroy our night vision. Each had an umbilical cord trailing from his face mask to the oxygen supply. I unzipped my sleeping bag and immediately felt the chill, even through my all-weather sniper suit with its duvet inner to help fight off the freezing...